Well, since we're still right in the middle of summer on the Wicked Awesome 80s Show on Light Rock 105, let's talk about 1980s summer vacations, Heather, please.
Seriously, whether you took a long car ride or you went by airplane, hopefully you have very fond memories of the vacations that you went on in the 80s.
I definitely do, and we drove everywhere.
What'd you have, a station wagon?
Oh my God, we had the big, long, like Brady station wagon. I do believe we had the, what's it called?
The Woody?
Yes, the Woody.
With the wood panels?
You got it.
Oh my goodness.
I saw one the other day on the highway and I wanted to hug the person driving. And then that was the one where you could sit in the way back.
Of course.
It was like a whole other room back there.
And none of us wore seatbelts. Hello.
No, we were rolling around. We would lay a blanket out and lay down and play games.
And then there was always that one kid that he's like, I don't want to sit on the hump.
Yeah, that's right. Then we finally got a, what was it, the Taurus wagon that actually had the third seat with seatbelts in the way back.
So back in the 80s, I went on a trip to Los Angeles, and I remember I was going there with my cousins and my grandmother, and we drove to Beverly Hills in the rented brown station wagon that my uncle got for the trip.
You rented it.
Yeah. That's I was awesome. So embarrassed to be in Beverly Hills, scene of like glamour, and they're spraying perfume onto the streets from these like stores.
Yep.
And then we're like put in the station wagon.
Rolling around. Remember AAA triptychs? Did you ever get those? My parents would always get those where AAA would, you know, highlight your route. And then you would get that little booklet of...
Right.
Did it come undone?
I don't remember.
Or was it like pages?
I don't remember.
No, I wasn't paying attention because I was in the way back.
Right. Either way, they weren't texting while driving or Google mapping or anything. We had to use old-fashioned maps to get somewhere. Now, if you took a plane somewhere, perhaps you ended up in Miami because that was a popular vacation spot in the 80s thanks to Miami Vice.
That's funny.
There was also London was a very popular place thanks to Princess Di. Taking cruises because of the Love Boats.
Oh, that's so funny.
And Australia was also a really popular 80s destination thanks to Men at Work, INXS, and crikey, Crocodile Dundee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you right now, none of those hotspots were on the list where we went. It would be like Storyland, Santa's Village, anywhere that we could drive just for a few hours.
And I can tell you also, Alexis Carrington from Dynasty was not hanging out with me after we pulled into Beverly Hills in that brown station wagon.
Aww.
So embarrassing.
Stop. I bet you guys looked adorable.
The Wicked Awesome 80s Show is on Light Rock 105.